We're going to take a step back now and listen to some of the key moments that led up to the dramatic dismissal of FBI Director James Comey yesterday.
We'll start on July 5th, 2016. Comey calls a surprise news conference.
Good morning.
It was to talk about the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless.
But he concluded,
in looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
Careless, but not criminal. The Clinton team was relieved, and Trump kept hitting a favorite theme.
She should be in prison, let me tell you.
We now know that back in July, the FBI was also starting its investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia, but that was not yet public.
For the next few months, it seemed like the dark cloud over Hillary Clinton had lifted. Then, on October 28th, James Comey dropped a bombshell. New emails had been found. The investigation was back on.
I sat there that morning, and I could not see a door labeled "No action here."
Comey, in testimony last week, described the decision he faced.
I could see two doors, and they were both actions. One was labeled "speak," the other was labeled "conceal."
At the time, Trump praised that decision to speak.
And it took guts for Director Comey to make the move that he made.
2 days before the election, Comey said the FBI had reviewed the new evidence and their recommendation was unchanged. No criminal charges for Clinton. She says Comey's decision to speak about the reopening of the investigation cost her the presidency.
November 14th, President-elect Trump was asked on 60 Minutes if he wanted James Comey to stay on as FBI director.
I would certainly like to talk to him and see him. It's a tough time for him, and I would like to talk to him before I answer a question like that.
FBI Director Comey stayed. Then came a big public hug 2 days after Trump's inauguration.
He's become more famous than me.
On March 20th, Comey revealed this during congressional testimony.
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Throughout all this, Comey said he was trying to stay above the political fray.
It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election.
But James Comey had been central to major political moments for most of the last year. And until last night, he was the public face of the investigation that has dogged the Trump administration since the election, whether Russia played a role to help Trump win, and whether his campaign knew about it.